This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, party people? Welcome back to the End of Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I am super stoked about today's topic. As you guys know, these solo episodes are always so fun for me, and we are back with another Renaissance series type of theme. So, as you all know, in this series, we are talking about what this new level of consciousness means for us as humans. How can we start to wrap our head around these shifts, around these changes that are so drastically and rapidly happening in the marketing world, in the world in general? As we're seeing people evolve, we are seeing a lot of changes, right? So these past 4 years have been rapidly changing. And one of the things that I want to talk about really heavily this week is that stressing that you are never too much, too emotional, too intense for other people, okay? So whoever you are as a person should never be changed or adapted or shifted for other people at all, ever, right? Really, who you are at your core, you should be able to express yourself, be you, be comfortable in your own skin, and just be authentically yourself, unapologetically, authentically yourself. And I'm going to plug one of my coaches here, Petia. I actually did a podcast with her on her Unapologetically Abundant podcast with Petia. She is such an amazing coach. I have been working with her now for a few months, I would say, and she had me on her show, and I talked a lot about how she has helped me shift into my own identity and just being so unapologetically myself, like truthfully, and what this has done for my income, for my mental health, for my relationships. It's funny how the more I embodied me and the more I just totally went all in on my intuition, I was able to see all these other areas of my life start to flower, start to bloom, and even able to nurture areas of my life that I had, you know, kind of put off to the side for most of my life. As you all know, I was grieving. So losing a parent at a young age, losing my grandmother at a young age, going through a lot of grief took up a lot of my mental capacity, so much to the point where I didn't even really understand how much it was affecting me, okay? Obviously, right? We're so young when we experience things like this. We aren't always aware that there is another way of living, that there's another way of doing things. I just actually used this analogy inside the hub in our vulnerable networking group, but it's actually scientifically proven that until somebody sees something, they actually can't like tell their subconscious that it's possible. And that's one of the things that I love about social media. So let me give a little bit more context around this theory. There is a theory out there right now about dreams. And basically, when someone is dreaming, apparently it's physically impossible for someone to dream up like a person, a real person that's in real life that they have never seen. What's funny is that Sean and I were watching this movie the other day, and that's why I was having this like strange epiphany about this movie and like hearing these theories in the past. This theory basically proves that like some people, when they're dreaming, they can take different features of somebody, right, that they remember from their past or like from their present, even that they saw on the street even, and they can combine different features of these people in their dream, which might make a different person, right? But that exact same person isn't alive, right, in the universe. Like their face wouldn't be recognizable walking down the street, basically. Until the person that's dreaming up these dreams sees a face, then they remember it, right? Then they store it in their brains. The same things happen in these chimpanzee studies that they did. It was like, that is how everyone, every type of consciousness being in the world recognizes people is through their faces. So when you see a face, then you can go back and you can have these dreams about that person with that those physical features, basically. But until you meet that person, it would be impossible for you to dream up their face, right? Because really what the theory is that it's impossible to just dream something that you've never seen before. And this is specifically for faces. But the reason why I'm using this analogy is because, yeah, when we dream, we might have these like really chaotic dreams where it feels really like unique or like a morphed reality, right? Where it's kind of like all of these bits and pieces of things like coming together. But a lot of us don't think of our dreams like that. And a lot of us also wouldn't compare this to conscious way of thinking. So what does this mean in the conscious mind? It means that we really can't just dream up these ideas or maybe even believe in our core belief that these things are possible if we're not seeing it happening. So when I'm sharing more about this, it's more about finances, right? It's more about experiences in life. It's more about seeing a healthy relationship even, for example, right? If you have never experienced or maybe even seen what a healthy relationship looks like, it's going to be extremely hard to dream up what that relationship looks like, right? On your own or on an intimate level, because you don't normally see those things behind closed doors. So it's interesting how this is playing into the conscious reality and how these theories have started to, you know, obviously overflow, and how we're seeing this overlap between subconscious and conscious. And obviously, if you all are listening to this show, I'm sure you listen to a lot of people that are bridging the gap between the two and, you know, maybe even healing parts of the subconscious and the conscious. But what this tells me, like taking all of this data and collecting this data, is that, which my coach Petia also brought to light for me as well, was until you see someone doing, being, and embodying exactly what you hope to do, be, and embody, it's going to be extremely hard to dream up what that would look like, right? It's going to be a challenge. So it makes more sense to have multiple people in your lives or in your vicinity of circles, whether it's physically in your life or even via Zoom, right? Or even just having conversations on Instagram, to basically take these bits and pieces of all of these people's lives, right, and combine them into your own dream board and start to envision it for you happening. And it's so funny, Sean and I talk about this a lot, like on a personal level, we'll say things like, until you know that it's possible, like until you start to experience it, then you know, okay, well, if this is possible, then what is, how is this next thing possible, right? Based off of goals, or even again, like out as our relationship has grown, it's like, okay, this feels really good about our relationship. How can we optimize more of this or curate more of this in the relationship? I'm sharing that because I think it's really important for people to hear that until you start to collectively gather this knowledge subconsciously and consciously, it's almost impossible to curate this lifestyle. And I talk about this on my podcast frequently, but coming from, you know, the East Coast, outside of Philadelphia, not a lot of people are doing what we do, right? Not a lot of people are building these brands. They're not as passionate as I am about trailblazing, right? This new world, this renaissance type of world that I've been sharing with you all throughout these series episodes, and this new way of thinking. So I have to reach and connect with other women that are talking like this, that are stretching themselves, that are showing and embodying, and men as well, because I've had a lot of male mentors too, showing me, embodying, right, who they are, so that I can then continue to grow my life utilizing the things that I see that I enjoy about their lives to collectively create what I want coming next. And just coming back to how Sean and I have talked about this in the past as well, it's very similar, like from our childhoods, with just different things that we would experience. And I think a lot of people can relate to this as a child, when maybe you see, you know, something at your friend's house, or you see something at, you know, a colleague's house, or you're out even, you know, at the local, like, YMCA, like the local gym, right, the youth gym. And you start to see how other people interact, right? You're just learning from other people. You're watching and you're observing. He and I spent a lot of our childhood doing that. I'm an only child. He's one of four. But a lot of observation helped us create, like, who we even wanted to be, right? How we wanted to act. How we wanted to impact people. Like, it's kind of like when you have coaches, that's what John talks about a lot throughout school, and having mentors in his life that he really benefited from, that he liked the way they spoke, that he liked the way they impacted him, and how he started to embody some of those qualities as well as he's gotten older, and how you can reflect on those things. So again, I really want to drive home. The reason why I'm sharing these stories is because I want to stress that if our worlds are so small, right? If we only connect with the same people every day, connect with the same humans, do the same thing, right? Like, a lot of people talk about in personal development, getting into a routine, right? Getting into a routine that makes you feel good. Because of who I am, like, I like to live my life in flow. So if I got up and did the same damn thing every single day, I would be so bored and I would, like, hate it, right? I would just never want to get up and do the same thing every single day. Like, that will absolutely drive me nutty. Now, some people need something different. Of course, trust your intuition. But I know if you all are coming to this show, you're coming here to learn about the untraditional lifestyle. Maybe the old ways of personal growth haven't worked for you, right? And it does have you questioning, if am I too much? Am I overbearing? Am I, you know, crazy? Like, all of these thoughts that go through our minds, right? When we start to question ourselves, that's basically us just not trusting our intuition. It's us second guessing the decisions that we're making. And not every decision is going to be intuitive. Some decisions have to be made so that you can get to your intuitive type of decision making space, right? So there's a lot of trial and error to a lot of this, but you've probably tried this, right? And you've tried the same mundane routine, you know, working up out at 6 a.m. every day, eating the same foods every day, right? Doing the same thing over and over again. It can be really, at least for me in my experience, it can be very gray. Like, it's very like, ugh, you know, again, mundane, like, not exciting, not fun. it starts to make me question when I do that, like, what is the point, right? Like, I'm so bored. I need more to my life. And as entrepreneurs, naturally, we are leaning towards this more exciting way of living, this out-of-the-box way of living. We're probably craving something outside of the same routine every single day. And yes, again, sometimes routine is necessary. I definitely am a person that loves routine, but I'm not the person that loves the same routine every day. So there's a level to all of this. It's kind of like on a sliding scale. And if you are second guessing, if you are questioning if you're more of a routine person or you're a flow person, I'm actually going to be launching a course mid-May with one of my colleagues on human design and marketing and how they will bridge one another and how they can really support your business overall. It won't even just be about marketing. It's about your routines with marketing, how you're setting up your business for success, like your daily routines. And yeah, like coming back to this thought of, when we hear other people talking about personal development and we're not doing those routines, right? It can start to make us question, maybe I am too much for this. Maybe I am not doing the right things. Maybe I should be questioning what I'm doing for myself. And that's really not necessary. When you're following your intuition, it's only right for you. Other people may not understand it. Other people may not understand why you're marketing the way you're marketing or why you're on your social media doing whatever you do, right? It may be dancing. It may be cooking. It may be being your loud, boisterous self, right? And I mean that in the most positive way possible. Sometimes our personalities are too much for other people, but they just aren't our people. And getting comfortable with pushing the boundaries for yourself to show yourself, okay, maybe I wasn't following my intuition on this piece of content, right? Maybe I was following somebody else's piece of advice. It wasn't working. Then I got frustrated. Then I feel like, you know, I'm not successful. I feel like my marketing isn't working. I feel like nothing's working in my business, right? Because if my marketing's not working, then I'm probably not getting leads. Then I'm probably not growing my business. Now, there isn't anything wrong with needing to learn a few things before launching your business. Like when I pushed around this, and a lot of you know this story if you've been listening to this show from the beginning, when I pushed myself through this type of lull, right, where I needed to learn some of these lessons, what ended up happening is I went fully into burnout. I couldn't hold space for my clients. I could barely hold space for myself, let alone my family. Like, I was so exhausted, you guys. Working out couldn't even be like on my radar. Like, I was lucky if I even got up in the morning, truthfully. So these lessons are coming at the perfect time. These moments of lulls or breaks in your business are happening for a reason. It's a moment for you to learn, evolve, and grow. And once I stopped pushing and I allowed the breaks to come and I poured into myself in those times and I filled my days with things that I loved to do, things that I, you know, maybe didn't so much love to do at the beginning, like meditating. And, you know, that would sometimes feel like a push to do that, even though I knew afterwards I felt great, right? Afterwards, I had that space in my brain. I was able to quiet the thoughts. Then I fell in love with it. So at the beginning, it may be a little bit out of bounds, right? It might be a little bit out of your comfort zone. You may have some resistance come up, but as you continue to pour into you in ways that feel good, maybe meditating isn't getting you there, right? There's spaces of my life where meditating isn't the right thing to do at that time. My coach Eva and I talk about this a lot. There's moments in life, right, where your tools may not apply to this moment. Maybe a different tool applies. Maybe that joyful tool applies, which means just going and doing something that you like to do, or getting out of the house, right? Going for a walk, going shopping, when I say shopping, it might even just be like food shopping, right? Like versus ordering groceries or doing whatever you need to do to change that energy. And a lot of it does come with movement. So that's why you hear a lot of people in personal development talking about working out, talking about moving their bodies, whether it's through walking, movement. It actually makes a lot of sense to me, like from a holistic standpoint. If you think about your lymph nodes in your body, they talk about as your lymph nodes get clogged or get like, you know, not as in flow, because they can't really ever get clogged. You can always unclog them. It's basically like butter, you know, like if you don't soften the butter, if you don't move the butter's going to become pretty tough, right? It's not going to be as malleable. So as you are melting away this butter, that's what movement does, right? So you can rub your lymph nodes to help jumpstart it, but the movement in your body, the heat in your body, the sweat in your body is going to continue to pull those lymph nodes, pull and drain all of those, whatever it may be, toxins, you know, maybe even just things that your body needs to flush out. That all comes with movement. And it's all connected to the way we think. Okay, it's all connected to our brains. If our brains are in movement or our bodies are in movement, then how are our brains going to be in movement? Okay, that's what I want people to start to see this as, more of a holistic approach. And I don't hear a lot of people talking about it in this way, but this is truthfully what I believe. I was also listening to Pamela Gregory a little bit more about the water theory. So what a lot of people are talking about is, like, as humans, right, we're made up of like 90% water. So we're basically just water crystals walking, experiencing life. So that means every single piece of water that we come in contact with, water holds memory, right? So every single piece of water is impacting our bodies. The same thing is happening with the movement, with the sweat, right? With the movement of the water seeping out of your body. And it will actually help your brain, right? Because your brain is also having water up there. So it makes sense why movement is going to have this contradictory effect to, you know, emotions of anxiety or emotions of worry, fear, concern. Like if your business isn't right, is in that lull, and you are going through some of these lesson type of times in your business and in your personal life, these moments are happening for a reason. Movement may be the solution. Also, being still may be the solution, because sometimes within movement, we're just continuing to try to flush out, when really we just need to sit with it, right? And really like contemplate and think about it more. Now, it's up to you. You have the choice, right? You have the choice to know and defer, okay, is this thought process benefiting me anymore? It's kind of like the patterns we used to talk about a lot a few years ago now. Is this pattern benefiting me anymore? Or is this pattern something that I need to sit with, digest, and learn how to unlearn, right? And then maybe incorporate movement after. Because what can happen is, especially as highly sensitive, so we'll like perseverate on it, right? Like we'll think about it over and over and over again. And it can become extremely exhausting and not so much productive for the lessons that we need to be learning. So this is where, again, it comes back to that intuitive connection and trusting yourself enough to know, are these thoughts benefiting me anymore? Or is this just like a moment in time, right? And like this will eventually end always, because it's always a moment in time. But does this really have a deeper meaning? Like most of you honestly are probably to the point where you've done so much personal development work that now it's time to just kind of like let it detox and let it sit. And come back to listening to your thoughts and remembering that you have the choice to perseverate on them or let them go, basically, you know, like let the thought come and go, kind of like that water, let the thought flow instead of getting stuck on it. I hope this is all making sense. I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but I did want to give you guys the water analogy because, like, from the holistic standpoint with the movement and the flushing of the lymph nodes, like, it all is really connected. I hope some of these tools will help you remember that, again, you are never too much, you are never too loud, you are never imperfect in any way. Being unapologetically you is extremely challenging when you first start to do it, because we question, right, as highly sensitives. Ooh, how did that impact somebody? Did I hurt somebody when I said that? Or was I being too candid? Was I being too upfront or too honest, right? These twos, these shoulds, they all kind of go into one bucket. But just reminding yourself, like, what's said is said, right? What's done is done. You're being unapologetically you. And not to perseverate on the thoughts of the past. Allow yourself to get back into this moment and really settle into, like, who do I want to be? A lot of us don't even have space throughout our day to think about who we want to be and how we want to impact people. And yeah, maybe we made a mistake, right? Maybe we had a lash out moment, or we said something to somebody in the grocery store when they were, like, a little bit too close to us, or whatever it may be, right? You might have different social interactions that aren't our best hour, aren't our finest moments, but that's what being human is. And until we test out and try it, and then we come back and we're like, okay, that wasn't my finest moment. Next time I want to handle it like this. That's the type of situation that can continue to have you move forward in these lulls of business. Another really great example is when you're on those sales calls and you don't close, right? And it's like, you think it's gonna go really well. You love the person, they're jazzed on the call, then they end up picking somebody else in the running. And just remind yourself, those people just aren't your people. Now is not the right time. Timing really is everything when it comes to our growth and personal development, because what I believe at the end of the day is that we are all given these gifts at the right time. Like, when they come and when they start to be put into action, it is the right timing for you to grow in your company, to have your company have this ripple effect. And coming back to more of our Renaissance way of thinking, like, this is the new way of the world. It's no longer about pushing, urgency, tight type of energy, right? That's another great reason to come back to some of that, like, in flow, in motion, moving some of these toxins, moving some of that tension in your body. Like, that is no longer serving us. That's the urgency energy. That's the tension or the pushy type of energy that feels out of alignment for most people. And it's not really going to work in the new world. It's like these old sales habits, these old ways of reaching quarterly goals, right? Like, even as I say it, it just feels so stressful, right? It's full of stress, these words, and it's not feasible for the way people want to live their lives now. It's not going to work to push people to get them across your sales finish line. It's not going to work anymore. People don't want to be pushed, they want to be nurtured. And until we can learn how to nurture, love, and support ourselves, how can we do that for our clients? And that's what I believe these lulls in our business come at, these times for us to learn a lesson like this, you know, to learn, okay, how do I feed into what I need so that when my clients come to me and they're having these same situations arise, because almost always they do, I want to be able to support them. I want to be able to help them learn, right, differently and expand. I hope this helps when you are questioning the unapologetic you, when you are questioning how amazing you are as a human. Get back into this flow. Come back to knowing that whatever you are feeling called to within your intuition, to be yourself, to be silly, to be funny, to be, you know, sometimes maybe a little, like, crazy on social media, right? Say some things that shock people. Like, it's okay if people disagree. This is what life is about. Disagreement, this sliding scale, being able to know if you need to be in flow or if you need to be stagnant and sit with something, it's the same exact thing. I see a lot of correlation, and I can't wait to share more with you all as more of these thoughts continue to flow. So thank you so much again for your time, and I will see you all very soon. Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.